Hello again, and welcome to our podcast, A Look into Multicultural Education. This is the third part into our four-part series, and today we are going to be assessing stage three of Megan McHale's cultural autobiography, which is the analysis portion. So that is a turn towards one's educational past, present, and future. So I'm going to be talking to Megan today. Hello, Megan.
Hi.
And we're going to be connecting what we've talked about in our first section plus our second section. And this is going to really get down into the why and what and when that has turned Megan into the person that she is today and what she expects herself to be. So I've got some questions for you, Megan. I really hope you're ready to answer them. First, let's just start off kind of easy. What kind of teachers did you experience when you were in school?
I'm going to start with my school system, if that's okay. So I grew up in a school, I'm going to talk about my high school experiences because this is most recent to me. I went to a school that was mainly from a social class of, we were seen as the rich kids or whatever, but little did my classmates know, or I had very few teachers that knew, my family was struggling in the sense of, keeping our house and bills and everything. So leading into what kind of teachers I had and experienced in high school, I had teachers who knew, I had teachers who supported me. I still talk to one of my teachers who is my friend. I've went to trips with her, and she would buy me lunch and just text me and ask me how I was doing and check up on me. And then I've also had teachers that favorited some students and had no idea what was going on in my life with experiences in my home life. I know I wasn't the only student in school. Although I was predominantly going to a white school, I did have some students who were of different race and ethnicity backgrounds. We had Asian American students, only very few, maybe like four or five within my class, and two African American students. And these students were treated like the smart kids. The Asian American students were seen as the smart kids, the very few that we had, because they came from very well-class, high-class families. And then our African American students were also from doctors' families, so they were also seen as very smart and well known throughout the school. And then I've also had some African American friends who also had struggling families like me, and the teachers had no idea. So I've had good and bad experiences within teachers within my high school.
I'm not gonna lie, we have all seen those teachers that they make you never want to teach. And then I've also had teachers that have turned me into the person I am today. Do you agree?
Yeah. So I've had teachers, like, I felt like the shadow almost behind those other students who were exceptional through school. But honestly, I did just as well as them in school than any of, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like you said, you've had teachers that made you feel so great, and then you've had teachers that just knocked you right back down.
Yes. So, because you've got these experiences as a teacher, have those shaped who you are as a teacher today and who you want to be?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, that teacher that who would check up on me and text me and take me lunch just to be my friend, she's made me the teacher who has made me realize that I want to be that teacher. I want to be there for my students. Even growing up, sometimes I felt like I got more so the shadow aspect, as being a student. What was the question again? I completely lost my track.
So what teacher are you trying to be because of the experiences that you've had with your teachers?
I want to be the friend. I want to be not only the friend, but I want to be a person they can go to for questions, learning, trials. Because students have a lot going on other than just what's going on within their coursework. So real life experiences, I want to be that teacher that can allow them for growth within the school system or even within the society that is around us. So
All right, so that question out of the way, you talk about those. How do you see yourself as, like, the your identity that you find from yourself? Like, what is your social or academic identity that you would describe, use to describe yourself?
Okay, so the social and academic I would use to describe myself would be...
hardworking.
Yeah. More so, I'm a hardworking individual who... I realize things don't come easy to students and even some educators. Like I said in one of my previous segments, I think educators need to stay updated and refreshed on the ever-changing society and educational system that comes in every single year, every single day. You're going to see different things. So I think it's very important to keep yourself educated and refreshed on things.
So because you've got that identity for yourself, has that, like, leaked into the woman that you walk into the classroom every day? I know that you've had experiences with, you know, observations and with some student teaching or some co-teaching experiences. So do you think it differs from what you perceive when you're in class with your teachers to what you take into the school system with you?
Oh, absolutely. And I've even have had experiences as being an in-service teacher. I think these past couple of semesters, I've seen students treated differently within the school systems, and I'm not going to say anything. I've seen it, though, based on their social class, because some teachers seem students who are on the poverty line a little lower. I want to be that educator that has perspectives for all students. It doesn't matter. It's because I never got that growing up. I want to have those perspectives for my students so they can grow.
All right, so just to wrap up, we've talked about your past and we've heard about all of the things that make you you, and then we've also heard about what you envision your future to be. So to tie it all together, how have your, like, the life events and the events of, like, your dreams influenced your values, the philosophy that you place on teaching, and, like, your attitudes toward people in other social and cultural groups?
So my past experiences and what I dream of has made me more culturally competent. It's changed my educational philosophy, and I plan to continue to change my educational philosophy. Like I said, it's ever-changing. I plan to do whatever I can for my students and adapt through the Bennett framework, follow my educational, multicultural educational aspect of what I believe, and adapt to these changes, like I said.
Do you have, last little bit, do you have any ideas, because I know you're going into that special education field, how you feel like your general education might differ from your special education? Do you want to make them a coherent group, or would you think that you're going to handle each classroom differently?
I actually had a segment on a class talking about inclusivity within the classroom, and I don't know what kind of educator I'm going to be. I am getting both degrees, early childhood education and special education. Wherever I may be placed, I want my students to be in the least restrictive environment for them, but whatever fits their best learning environment. So yes, absolutely. The first goal is to have students with exceptionalities within the general education classroom. That's the ideal environment, what we want. That creates experiences for them, friendships, better learning environments. But if they are struggling and need accommodations, I will take that further step for them, whether it be a resource room, the pullout system, or whatever. But I will say that the least restrictive environment, whatever the students need, accommodated with the guardians and the school system, is what needs to be done.
Beautiful. All right, folks, that wraps up for our stage 3 discussion. I'd just like to thank Megan again for letting us take a look into this cultural autobiography that she's given us. Tune in again for our final segment, stage 4, and thank you all, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, guys.